Turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share. The magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. Today we will interview Steven. And we will learn how to make perfume, or maybe if you want your potty to smell better, it could be a potty spray. They wrote the songs The Unicorn and Princess Rainbow and OK Toilet Bowl, which we'll hear later. You probably know them if you listen to Kids Space Live, or if you heard one of my episodes and we played that song. So you might know these songs, but we're playing it again just because we're interviewing them. We're also gonna learn more advice from my advice column. I can't wait. Let's get started with OK Toilet Bowl by Steven before we start our interview.
The days before underwear, when it was time to poo, I got a little scared. But not anymore, 'cause I know just what to do.
Now I'm pooping in the toilet bowl. Now I'm pooping in the toilet bowl. I'm gonna sit right down and use what I know. Now here I go.
Did you know that your poop is mostly made of water? And so are you. It's true. Eating beets can turn your poop red. Try it sometime. It's fun and it's healthy. Everybody wins.
Gee. Once you eat your food, your body makes it poo. Your poo was once your food.
Here's a poem. How the time does fly. I do my thing and then I wipe and say goodbye. That's a poo haiku.
I made.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Steven. Steven, hi.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good. So, ask some questions and you can answer them. So, our first question is, how did you start your band?
I started my band because I became friends with my friend Steven. We're both named Steven, and I'm sorry, that's a little confusing. But let's just call him Steven and we'll call me Steve, okay?
Okay.
So he was in my favorite band, and then I got to meet him, and then we became friends and we formed our own band.
That was really cool. How did you get to meet him?
I met him the first time at when he was recording one of his own records. He was recording there, and so was I at the same time. And I just met him, and he had a guitar, and we just sat on the floor, and we just wrote really stupid songs together, and we started laughing, and we decided that we were going to be friends.
Uh-huh. Our next one is, I heard that you made Blue's Clues. What was your favorite part about making it?
Oh, boy. My favorite part about making Blue's Clues was recording the music. I loved all the music on Blue's Clues, and I loved talking to the camera, talking to the kids at home. I really liked that part a lot. But there were lots of parts of Blue's Clues that I really liked. I liked finding clues. I definitely liked getting the mail. I liked Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper. I liked the whole thing, really.
Was it really cool to be there?
It was really, really cool to be there, Chloe. And also, you know what's really neat is when I stopped doing Blue's Clues, they let me keep the chair. Have you ever seen the chair from Blue's Clues? It's like big red chair. The thinking chair.
Mm-hmm.
They let me keep that. I'm sitting in it right now. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Our next question is, who are you more like, the unicorn or Princess Rainbow? Because that's one of your songs.
Chloe, that's the best question anyone ever asked me about this record. I'm much more like the unicorn than I am like Princess Rainbow. First of all, Princess Rainbow is like the best guitar player in the galaxy. And I'm not that good at guitar. And also, I have a lot in common with the unicorn in the song. Some people think I don't exist. Some people think unicorns don't exist. And I don't know. I just really love the idea of searching forever for the thing that you love. And that's what he does. So I'm more like the unicorn than Princess Rainbow. Have you heard the song? Which one are you more like?
What?
Are you more like the unicorn or Princess Rainbow?
It's going to be a bit really hard, actually.
Yeah.
Since I'm not really good at guitar, but I can only play like one song on it. But it's like a very short song. So So it's like really hard. But I think since I'm a girl, I have to be Princess Rainbow then.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Our next.
Very cool.
Question is, my brother Brody learned how to go on the potty with your song "Okay Toy Whipple." Was it made for that purpose?
Will you say that one more time? I couldn't understand you.
My brother Brody learned how to go on the potty with your song "Okay Toy Whipple." Was it made for that purpose?
Yes, it was. And please tell Brody congratulations and not to be afraid, and that we're all very, very proud of him.
Okay. Now we.
Way to go, Brody.
Now we usually play a game called This or That 5-on-5. So I give you five questions, and it comes with one thing, and then another thing, and then you have to choose which thing you like better. So here's the first one. Unicorns or toy whipples, since they both have something to do with your song. So, okay, toy whipple, that's the toy whipples, and unicorn for Princess Rainbow and a unicorn.
So I have to pick which thing I like better,
yeah.
Unicorns or toilet bowls?
Yes.
Wow, that is a tough choice, because unicorns are like special and hard to find, and toilet bowls are just, you know, like so familiar and comforting. So I don't know. I'm going to go with toilet bowl.
I'd go with unicorns because...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, good choice.
Storybooks or pictures?
Storybooks or pictures. I see. Well, a lot of storybooks have pictures in them. So
I mean,
I'm
like
going to say pictures.
Pictures you hang on the wall.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, but with enough pictures, I could make my own storybook. So I'm going to say pictures.
I'd say storybooks because I really like reading. And it's like really
yeah,
fun
me too.
For me. Next one is
yeah.
Hardworking or testing. So it means like, are you like a hard work, have like a hardworking attitude, or are you like very smart and you like to test yourself?
Hardworking or what?
Or like you're very smart, you like testing yourself.
Oh, I like both of those things. I like testing myself with hard work. So I would say, I don't think I'm that smart, so I would say hardworking. I would say I'm hardworking. How about you?
I'd say testing or hardworking too, because it's really hard and I really like helping others and doing lots of stuff at once. But I also just like reading and testing myself.
What do you like to read?
I like reading a lot of books, but my number one, I got this from my book order. It's called Lotus Lane, and it's a really cool book. It's actually books, but, and it's really cool, and it's just one of my favorite books to read right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one
that
is
sounds really interesting.
Purple or red?
Purple. Purple's really hard to say fast a lot of times in a row. Try it. Purple. It's really hard to
purple,
do.
Purple. I think it's actually really good. I think I'm actually getting good at it, actually.
Yeah, you're better at it than I am.
Which one would you choose?
Purple.
Me too. Purple's my favorite color, actually.
Good one. Nice one.
One or two?
One or two what? One or two peanut butter sandwiches? Or one or two, like, what? Like, what are we talking about here?
No,
I'm going to say two.
I mean, like, number one.
I'm going to say two.
Do you like being, like, the first one or the second one, usually?
I'm going to say two. I'm going to say number two.
I really want to be the first one in a lot of stuff, so I'll go with one.
Okay.
And those were our last questions, so thank you.
Thank you, Chloe. I could do this all day. You're very, very good at what you do, and you're very impressive. I'm very impressed with your skills, so congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just a lonely unicorn, sadly hangs his magic horn. He just read the news, and he doesn't know what to feel. For the paper he read just told him that he isn't real. And now he's staring at the wall, thought that he had seen it all. Can't understand and he can't get his mind around this. It's hard to know what to feel when you don't exist. And outside the window there's nothing he can recognize.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to have a fun perfume or bathroom spray recipe. You will need tap water, vanilla extract, flower petals, a bowl or a cup, and a spray bottle. You need all of these to make our science perfume. Number one, remove cap off your spray bottle. And make sure it's definitely off, but I don't mean the spray part, but the whole cap of the bottle. So you can pour all your mixture in. Two, pour your tap water into the cup or the bowl. And then you can add 2 or 1 drops of vanilla as well into the bowl or cup. Tear up 3 flower petals and drop into your cup. They can be any flower, actually. You can mix and pour into a spray bottle, shake it. It's going to be really fun when you shake. You might want to do a little dance, too. Then you wear it and enjoy it. And here's how the use of the bathroom spray. You could spray it, then you could go. And it won't smell bad. It'll actually smell pretty good. I'll post what it comes out as soon. That's our perfumer bathroom spray recipe. Next is Elevator Song by Michael and the Rockness Monsters. Next is Chloe's Advice Column. Bye.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Michael, what's happening?
Let's Nothing rock. Much. Time for rehearsal.
Okay.
I got us a new space.
New space?
And it's free.
Oh, awesome. Man.
Wait, free space. It's public space, free. But
what?
It's going to be great, man. I mean, if someone comes in, we have to stop playing.
We do?
Playing. Yeah, but we can start again when they leave.
That's rough.
You're really going to like this space.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Press up.
Elevator song, elevator song, elevator song.
Hi, what floor?
12.
12. You having a nice day?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Is that a real fur coat?
Oh, no, it's faux.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your floor.
Okay.
Elevator song, elevator song, elevator song. Ooh, elevator song, elevator song, elevator song. Ooh, elevator song, elevator song, elevator song.
What floor?
19, please.
19.
Is this a full drum set here?
Oh, yeah, looks like it.
Guitars? Yep. Bass?
Yeah.
Huh.
A nice day outside, huh? Nice day.
I thought I heard some sound when I was outside.
Nope. Oh, there. It's your floor. Huh. Take care.
Elevator song, elevator song, elevator song. Elevator song, elevator song.
Guys, hey, there's a great taco place here, a great cafe.
What?
Come on, it's Taco
about?
Tuesday.
Really? What?
It's cool. We'll come right. It's Tuesday. Come on, man.
We're still practicing.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll be right back.
What?
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now it's time for my advice column. Here's one of your possible advice, but it's probably not going to happen. Here it goes. My friend and I love having play dates. She brings her iPad. When we play puppet show, she always runs away and plays iPad. How can I help her and reason with her? This random person has a good question. So, tell her. My advice for her is just tell her with reason and tell her, I want to put on a puppet show. We'll play iPad next. Or just go along and play iPad first and then just convince her to play iPad longer so she'll have less time for puppet show, and then they can go back on the iPad or do something else fun together. That's a really good idea, actually, to myself. It's time for our friendship pledge. And so our friendship pledge will be, no matter what, like in The Unicorn and Princess Rainbow, Steven told us that it's about finding love. When you need it, always find love. If you need like a hug or a kiss, always find love. That's always going to make you better. Our next song is Wind in My Hair by Mandy Moore in the new show Tangled Before Ever After. Here it goes. Bye. See you at the next episode.
Seems like I've spent my whole life hoping, dreaming of things I've never tried. Tangled in knots just waiting for my time to shine. What if the doors began to open? What if the knots became untied? What if one day nothing stood in my way and the world was mine?